You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. As the near future of college athletics remains uncertain amid the pandemic, spectators will have a new option for a less traditional competition in the school year. The Mid-American Conference is launching an eSports Collegiate Conference for all of its member schools, including many in Ohio, like Bowling Green and OU. eSports are competitive video games, often played remotely. John Steinbrecher is the commissioner of the Mid-American Conference, and he joins me now. For listeners who have never heard of esports, explain why there needs to be a conference for what many consider to just be a hobby.
Well, it may be a hobby, but the number of people playing games of all sorts is staggering, and it's becoming, more and more organized. And this is an opportunity to provide some regulated competitive opportunities for students attending our institutions, for them to gain some of the same benefits that we see from participation in intercollegiate athletics. And also, there's some really wonderful linkages or interdisciplinary opportunities that we can build from this, whether it's digital sport production, the esports gaming business, animation, graphic design, just an array of things. So there's some benefits in perhaps attracting more students to our institutions and providing them with some wonderful educational opportunities that perhaps can lead to a career.
Help us understand how this will work. Many of these games are played online. Will teams actually travel to compete in this conference?
Right now, no. You stay on your own campus or your own locale, and then it's done online. And so that's one of the neat things about this is you get the benefit of competition. You don't necessarily have to travel. At some point in time, maybe we'll have a culminating event and we'll bring people together, but that's not the intent. The intent is for people to stay in their own campus communities and then compete online.
In most conferences, there's just one game. You know, basketball is always basketball, but esports includes dozens of different games. They're owned by private companies. So will the conference choose one like League of Legends and stick with it, or offer a bunch of different games for its member schools to compete in?
Well, we will have both a fall and spring season, and there could be a single game played during a season, or there could be multiple games played during a season. We'll work through those on an annual basis. We have a competition committee. They'll review opportunities, and in many cases, like League of Legends, et cetera, they have a national tournament, and so our champion will end up receiving an automatic bid into that national tournament, which is, again, one of the really neat things of pulling a conference together. There's something to play for. There's entry into this national event, and it really builds a nice crescendo to the season.
Do you expect that given most traditional sports will be wildly different this coming school year than in any other school year previous, there may be an opportunity here for esports to gain some new fans as we are all doing so much more remotely?
Absolutely. We're all sitting here today wondering if we're going to get, you know, are we going to get a football season underway, a volleyball, a soccer? Don't know. Certainly with esports, we can literally have people in a dozen different places competing. And so we can have social distancing fairly easily through this enterprise.
John Steinbrecher, Commissioner of the Mid-American Conference, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, it's so good to be with you.